check it out.
It's Hot Off the Wire.
Off the Wire.
With Al Freitas.
Hot Off the Wire is brought to you by City Trends. Ladies' peplum and crop tops, new sporty sneaker wedges, and men's camouflage gear have arrived at City Trends. City Trends is 20% to 70% off department store prices every day. Shop City Trends, where real fashion meets great prices. So the toxicology report on Justin Bieber came back yesterday. Russ shows he was high on marijuana and Xanax when he was arrested in Miami, which is exactly what he told the police. Of course, he was arrested for the slowest drag race in history ever. Newly released police.
He thought he was doing 70.
Thought he was going. Probably. Thought he was balling.
But let me ask you
thought
something.
Thought he was
balling. Yeah, we ripping through these
do
streets.
Do both of those drugs make you slow? Does Xanax slow you down?
The weed will slow you down.
Xanax does. They're both depressants.
Oh, well, that's why he was going so slow.
Yeah, he thought he was doing 72.
I'm going to win.
But, well, listen to this. Newly released police documents from that night claim Justin was excited, talkative, insulting on weed and Xanax. I'm like, I'm confused to say he was cocky.
Well, the part of it's who he is.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, listen, I'm privileged.
Yeah. And they say he reeked of marijuana. Yeah. Sure, sure. Diddy says Bad Boy Records is not closing its doors, even though rumors of a possible Bad Boy shutdown have circulated since December. Are you crazy? Cassie gonna probably come out with a banging album.
Ain't A26 coming back too?
I mean, why keep Bad Boy open? I mean, he's making so much money off Ciroc, Sean got
Revolt.
John.
He's got Revolt TV too, and they say that he's gonna merge the label with Revolt TV. But he does have on the real Janelle Monae. He's got Machine Gun Kelly. People like Machine Gun Kelly. He's got French Montana. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
They're still making a little bit of money.
Yeah, so, but those rumors have been circulating at least since December. Hey, Candy's mom tells In Touch magazine, Candy's mom, Candy from Atlanta Housewives, that Todd is more in love with himself than Candy. And after watching the show, it kind of appears that way. She says Candy's on one page, he's on another. He could be in love with her, he's just not. But she said he does, however, have good game.
She's crying too much.
I mean,
said she's crying behind this guy.
He did say he wasn't trying to sign no prenup, though.
Do y'all think they're going to be like J-Hud and just stay engaged forever?
Well, she's pressed. She wants to get married.
If this dude is an opportunist and he's not getting paid to be on the show, that's a gold mine for an opportunist.
Right.
You know, yeah. I'm not getting paid, but I am going to market this.
Sure.
You know, because they're saying they're not paying any of the guys.
Yeah, they're saying
that
I'm going to get paid on
and
the show.
She moved him in her house. She basically told him he don't have to work.
Oh, he chilling.
Yeah.
And he gets a lady that's the queen of, like, sex toys.
Mm-hmm. Damn, Abba. Abba, why you was single? You ain't got no kids.
I mean, when she was
you
here,
met her.
We had a little chemistry when she
no,
was
No, you
here,
didn't. But you do kind of look like Todd a little bit.
Y'all had chemistry.
Wait a minute. Y'all had chemistry?
Come on.
Class?
Yeah, that's about
boy,
it.
Please,
you want
child,
some
please.
Coffee?
Okay, so Apollo says there's no truth to the rumor that he and Phaedra are breaking up. People say they've been separated for months. You know,
what
he's probably going to go to jail.
Any truth to the rumor about him getting indicted on fraud?
Well, he didn't answer those questions, but okay. We know that's true. We know that really happened. I'm excited for this, Russ. Prince is going to be part of Super Bowl Sunday, but as a guest star on the Fox comedy show, New Girl, it has Zoe Deschanel on there. She sings and acts, whatever. Anyway, they say he played an active role in the episode's development, even emailing back and forth. I was going to say we've never seen him as an actor.
Are
yes,
you crazy?
We have.
Purple Rain.
What the hell was I thinking? Purple Rain, and what was the other
Under
one?
Under the Cherry Moon.
Under the Cherry Moon.
Under the Cherry Moon.
New in theaters.
Sign of the
no.
Times.
You want to see? Why are they having a movie called Labor Day coming out in January with Josh Brolin?
I don't know.
Anyway, that awkward moment. That's with Zac Efron and Michael B. Jordan. That comes out today too.
Right.
Russ, I'm Al Freitas. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to the rest of our morning show.com.